It's Wednesday, April 9, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. The Ministry of Justice and Labour Relations has launched an investigation into reports that Hotel De Duyne and Swakopmund Abattoir deducted employee gratuities from salaries, an act deemed unlawful. Labour inspectors have been sent to both sites to assess possible labour law violations. Executive Director Nyidinwa Daniel explains.
On the basis of the findings of our investigation, the Ministry has ordered the hotel not to implement its proposed measure as it is unlawful. The hotel management has agreed to the directive of the ministry. Our investigation has established that the company has not provided contracts of employment to most of its employees. The company does also not remunerate employees for night work as well as work done on Sundays and overtime. A directive was issued by our team of inspectors to the company to comply with the provision of the law with immediate effect.
Amid growing concerns over U.S. tariff increases, the Investment Promotion and Development Board is calling for urgent talks between Namibia and the United States or through SACU channels. As reported by One Africa TV, News on One's Envalde Mateus, officials warn the tariff hikes could jeopardize Namibia's market access to the U.S. and go against World Trade Organization and AGOA frameworks.
Speaking to News on One, NIPDB Manager of Trade and Investment Policy, Robert Simon, emphasized the need for Namibia to champion fair, rules-based trade with the U.S.
The tariffs needs to be corrected, and economic diplomacy and the engagement state to state at the government levels need to be prioritized as soon as yesterday.
Watch the latest News on One Bulletin for One Africa TV on oneafrica.tv. Weeknights at 7, watch it on GoTV 24, DSTV 284, or stream it for free live on oneafrica.tv. A new partnership between IUM and Hub for Namibia Innovation was sealed with an MOU in Windhoek. The two institutions plan to create innovative frameworks that address the country's challenges while tapping into local opportunities. Lead for the Hub, Vivette Ritman, explains.
The MOU with IUM will allow us to develop business-specific innovations where we can look at what is not serving us as Namibians and how can we innovate that, or what is not serving us as a continent. And it really does bridge decades gap where young and old, they have solutions, but they don't have the framework or the structures to support those solutions.
The eight Business 20 South Africa task forces are preparing to finalize their policy recommendations by September ahead of the G20 summit in November. Co-chaired by global business leaders with half being women, the task forces are focused on inclusive growth, trade, energy and digital inclusion, ensuring African perspectives shape global policy decisions. The United Nations Secretary General has appealed to Israel to rescind its decision to block aid into Gaza. Israel stopped aid convoys from entering the strip last month, accusing Hamas of diverting aid. Antonio Guterres says aid is now running extremely low and that Israel has a duty of ensuring food and medical supplies enter the strip. Jody Jacobs says more for us from where the United Nations is headquartered in New York.
As aid has dried up, the floodgates of horror have reopened. Gaza is a killing field, and civilians are in an endless death loop.
No aid has been allowed into the Gaza Strip since March the 2nd, resulting in shortages of food, safe water, shelter, and medical supplies. The UN says its warehouses in the Gaza Strip are fast running out of supplies, and that if the blockade isn't lifted anytime soon, millions will go hungry and die. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.